So today we are having His Grace God Nataraj Prabhu to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Hare Krishna, Dhanavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for giving your valuable association. Now you can take over the class Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dhanavat Pranam to everybody. So today we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वप्रदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन्नवैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सागण रघुनाथान्वितं कं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं वर्जनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सकललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्ता राधा कान्ता नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त जी हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द वर्स 20 सॉरी चैप्टर 20 ऑफ नित्य लीला वर्स 293 पुरुष ब्रह्मांडेर ईश्वर मायार आश्रय हय तब माया पार एक द्वितीय पुरुष ब्रह्मांडेर ईश्वर मायार आश्रय हय तब माया पार सो Eta, in this way, Dvitiya Purusha, the second personality of Godhead, Brahmandera Ishwara, the master of the universe, Maya of the external material and energy, Ashraya Laya, becomes the shelter, Tabu, still, Mayapara, is beyond the touch of material energy. So this second personality of Godhead, known as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, is the master of each and every universe and shelter of the external energy. Nonetheless, he remains beyond the touch of external energy. So, in the previous verse, it talks about Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who is known as Hiranyagarbha. And is glorified in the Vedas as Sahasra Shirsha. So, this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, who enters into each universe and he is glorified as one with thousands and thousands of heads, Sahasra Shirsha. So Srila Prabhupada, in the translation, it mentions that he is the super soul, and is glorified in Vedic hymns. And in this verse, it explains that he is the master of each and every universe and shelter of the external energy. Nonetheless, he remains beyond the touch of external energy. Now, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is the second expansion after the Kaunarakashaya Vishnu. He is the master of each and every universe. From his Garbha comes everything else. It is said that when he glances over, the living entities are all within his belly. Just like from the pores of the body of Kaunarakashaya Vishnu comes out the millions of universes. So similarly, from the body, from the belly of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu comes all the living entities. It is said that all the living entities, they are within the, they are dormant within the belly of Garbhodakashaya Vishnu. Now, the Lord glances, it is said he glances over these living entities, and gradually, according to their karma, like he sets in motion all the living entities, and gradually Brahma comes out and everything else. In one sense, just like we have third party contractors. So similarly, the Lord himself doesn't want to do this. Although he is obliged because of the desire of the living entities, he cannot ignore, because we are not fit for the spiritual world. Now, we are not fit for the spiritual world, but we can find some place. So the Lord wants the living entity to be happy. Now, he has to go through all these difficulties to realize that he actually has to be, that his happiness is not here. So because we are marginal energy, the jiva is marginal energy, the jiva always has the option whether to surrender unto Vishnu or to not surrender. So jiva, more or less like our situation today, we have decided that we want to experiment with the material world, or rather to enjoy separately from Krishna. So therefore, Krishna hides himself and then he creates the three forms, Kaunarakashaya Vishnu, Garbhodakashaya Vishnu and Kshirodakashaya Vishnu, whose jurisdiction is only in the material world. And this Paramatma form is more like an accompanier, is only like a best friend, guru, guide, observer, multiple functions in one. So, although he is doing everything, yet he is not directly doing it. So, just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, although I am present in the material world, I am not present. Because technically this Vishnu is Krishna only, but technically he is not Krishna also. Because Vishnu is Vishnu, he is not Krishna. So therefore Krishna says, I am not present in this material world. That's why in the Bhagavatam it confirms, in the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam it confirms, where is he? Dhamna svena sada nirastha kuhakam satyam param dhimahi. Dhamna, he is only present in his spiritual world. He is not present in the material world. Only his expansions, separated expansions, that is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, they are here. And later on in the next verse it says, the third expansion of Vishnu is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, who is the incarnation of the quality of goodness. He is to be counted within both type of incarnations, Purusha Avataras and Guna Avataras. See, he is taking a multiple role. But Krishna himself does not have a role. Krishna cannot take on any role. Because he is only meant for enjoying. He cannot take formal roles. So therefore his expansions, his swamsha, his expansions, who are again separate personalities. I didn't mean separated in sense the jiva is separated, but yet in connection with the Lord. But these are expansions of the Lord. They are as good as the Lord, but yet they are not as good as the Lord. Because these Vishnus, what Krishna has exclusively, Rupa Madhuri, his threefold bending form, Venu Madhuri, his flute, then Krishna has Leela Madhuri, wonderful pastime. So all these are not exhibited by these Vishnus. So they are here for a purpose. So their purpose, so Garbhodakshaya Vishnu acts as the super soul. And he is also called as the Virat Purush. So this Virat Purush, when Krishna shows Arjuna this form, but he says, all these are my other manifestations, but this is not me. I am this two-handed form. So all these expansions that are there of Vishnu, so and even it is said that the killing of all the Rakshasas is not done by Krishna. It is said that the Vishnu forms, so Krishna contains all the Vishnu forms, so they kill the Rakshasas. Krishna himself does not kill the Rakshasas. The Rakshasas are killed exclusively by the Vishnu expansions of Krishna. So this Vishnu expansions that are there, everyone has a specific purpose. Just like we see, when Brahma stole the cows and calves and the Gopabalas, so Krishna's Vishnu expansions, they became these Gopabalas, cows and calves. And once they came back, then they all merged within Krishna. So Krishna manifests these forms. In one sense, they are permanent, but they are also temporary. Because it is said, for example, that the Paramatma feature of the Lord is again temporary. That is not your permanent accompanier, eternal accompanier. Paramatma only accompanies the Lord only in the material world. Just like we see in the Bhishma Stuti, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we find that when Bhishma Deva is meditating on Paramatma in his last but his rasa is that of chivalry. So gradually that Paramatma becomes Partha Sarathi. So he remembers that form of the Lord. So he says, that form who is within me is now without. That is, Krishna is standing in front of him and he observes him, drinks the form of Krishna, just like Haridas Thakur was drinking the nectar of the form of Lord Chaitanya in his final pastime. Haridas Thakur was just looking at the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya.
Hello.
And so just like that, the Lord, it's very rare that the Lord becomes present before you when you are about to die. So similarly, in Bhishma Stuti we see that the Lord is present there and he explains that this is the same Paramatma. Then within his heart, he sees the manifestation of Krishna, because ultimately it is said that in Kali Yuga it's very difficult to see Krishna outside. In previous yuga you could see, that is why he is called as Triyugi. Triyugi means he appears in three yugas. Of course, one also means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is hidden avatar. But second is also that Krishna doesn't manifest externally in the Kali Yuga. Of course, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an exclusive avatar. But so we find that Lord Bhishma was actually meditating on this beautiful form of the Lord within his heart, and meditating so, he quit his body. So that is how we see the Lord within the heart. We see that also Hanuman, within his heart, of course, there is that story, but within his heart, he manifested Ram and Sita, Sita Ram. So the Paramatma, it is said that the Lord very mercifully, he reveals our true master, our true other day we were having a discussion, when is the Siddha Deha revealed? Siddha Deha. Siddha Deha, all of us have our soul has a spiritual form. So this spiritual form, this Siddha Deha, is when is it manifested? When do you really realize your Swarupa? When do you realize which form of Krishna you are actually connected? Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at that time they used to give Siddha Pranali Diksha, but nowadays there was a lot of misuse in Vrindavan. Siddha Babas who give you your spiritual form. You know, that's very dangerous. That only when we realize, when we come to the level of asakti, first we go into nishtha, then ruchi, then asakti. Then gradually the form that we are attracted to naturally is revealed, and naturally, because you are in Chaitanya Leela, it is said that we have an exclusive, wonderful form. In both Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. So soul can have multiple places where he is he becomes manifested to serve the Lord. Of course, enjoy, as we say, in relationship with the Lord, in relationship to His service with the Lord. So, therefore it is said, that if we serve in Chaitanya Leela, servant of the servant, if we become very, very humble, we become servant of the servant, then the lowest position that we take in our present service, humble, which is very, very difficult, because the last thing we can give up is our ego. Even sannyasis, they are also very attached to their ego. To become humble, to become really humble, is very, very rare. It's a very, very rare opportunity. So, humility is the beginning of knowledge. So therefore, as we progress in bhakti, so what is the progress in bhakti? How do you measure progress in bhakti? That the Lord becomes manifest on your tongue and in your heart all the time, and you are able to chant. Now to chant is like, oh my God, I have to still finish 16 rounds, I have 8 rounds, and because our mind is so sinful. So the holy name feels like thunderbolts, like on Kaliya's, Krishna was dancing on Kaliya's head. So Krishna's lotus feet, which is soft, when Krishna walks on Govardhan, the Govardhan stone melts, so that Krishna's lotus feet, it is so soft, like the lotus petals, so soft. So the Govardhan melts, so that, you know, the soft feet can touch the ground softly, and Krishna is pleased with every step. But when he was dancing on Kaliya, every step was feeling like a thunderbolt. So every step felt like a thunderbolt. So similarly, if our desire within our heart, strong desire, that this is the only thing we want, the Paramatma within our heart, he manifests, he sees the innermost desire of the soul, which we are not able to exclusively see. And he acts as a witness. And according to the desire within your heart, he directs. So there is consciousness and there is super consciousness. So consciousness is individual, that is ours, the soul. And he is super conscious, means he is aware of every living entity, every grain of sand on the ground. He is aware of everything. Sometimes it feels everything is random. Like there is a police lathi charge or some police shootout or this or that, and everything is like random, we feel. But in the end, everything he does is very precise. But to this minute law, to these minute details, it's not possible for the jiva to actually dig out and focus on these minute details. He cannot even figure out the law of karma. How the law of karma acts, which karma is, when which karma actually acts on it. The jiva is unable to find this out. But the Lord is in a transcendental position, and this Paramatma, he manifests as Paramatma, and he says that I am your best friend within the heart. Super soul. I am the best friend. Now why does he say I am your best friend? Because his purpose is only to facilitate you. Because we have that desire and it needs to be fulfilled, and it cannot be fulfilled on our own because everything belongs to him. And because he is our kind father, he manifests. And very mercifully, he hides himself within the heart of the jiva. So only when he connects with the jiva, In the sense, the jiva connects with him. He is already connected with the jiva. Jiva does not know. It's like somebody is unconscious and he is on life support in the hospital. He is completely unconscious. How this support is working. But because of that life support, he is alive. Otherwise, by himself, the jiva has nothing to energize him. So, the jiva is similarly on life support in an unconscious state. In all different types of birds, like a dog, cat, tree. So that is why Prabhupada says human life is to be for us to become Krishna conscious, because we are unconscious before. We are unconscious of Krishna's life support to the jiva. Because he gives the soul gross and subtle facilities, the mind to manifest desires, the ego to identify himself, to forget his real identity, and then also he gives him intelligence. He makes it both easy and difficult for the jiva to come back to where he wants to come back to. For example, all of us on the call, so many millions of devotees all over the world, they are all of us are very, very eager to get out of this material world. But we are all fearful whether we'll finish it in this life, whether we'll finish it in next life. This is our fear. Will we be able to finish it off? Whether we'll be able to go back to Godhead in this life? But such fear arises because we are not connected with the Paramatma. Because we are not always conscious of him. How many of us are actually thinking of Paramatma all the time? He is in my heart, he is my guide, I am connected to him. I can speak to him, I can pray to him, I can get his guidance. He is manifest in the heart of the other person. So whatever is happening is because of the mercy of Paramatma. To tolerate the insults that the other person gives, to take it as a manifestation of Paramatma, it's all in our intelligence. Prahlad Maharaj says, a snake might come next to you. Of course, that is very high consciousness. Suppose a snake comes, I'm sure all of us will run. But in a very highly conscious state of a yogi, the Paramatma, he is aware of the Paramatma within the heart of the snake and his own heart. And Prahlad Maharaj says, it cannot attack you until and unless Paramatma sanctions. These animals, again, they are completely, there is no will, it is completely the karma of the human. Animal only becomes a medium. So, similarly, we see Rasikananda, Rasikananda Prabhu in Odisha, the great saintly Vaishnava devotee. There was a mad elephant which was rampaging through the whole village, and he stood right in the middle there, and the elephant was rampaging towards him. And he gently looked at the elephant, and the elephant stopped. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was in a cave and he was meditating. And because there was a snake, not many people would come because they were scared of the snake. But it was said that the snake, because Paramatma was in the heart, he guided that snake that he should not be there anymore, and the snake left the place. And he actually went out so that people could actually take darshan of Haridas Thakur. So if we really, really understand this point, that if we are able to understand this point, that this Paramatma within the heart, if we become conscious of him, so this Garbhodakashaya Vishnu that we are talking about today, here it mentions clearly that same Garbhodakashaya Vishnu is right within your heart, he is nowhere else. And he is your best friend. He is called Antaryami. So the person we are talking about resides right in your heart. He is your best friend. He manifests externally as the Guru. He is called Chaitya Guru. He is within the heart. So, Chaitya Guru means the original, the eternal. So, but he manifests externally as Paramatma, as Guru, internally as Paramatma. So when we are not, because we are not able to listen to him, we cannot converse with him, we do not have the strength to converse with him, we connect with the instructions of the Guru. We connect with the instructions of the Guru. And that is what we are able to realize. That is what we are able to understand. So Guru is the one who has realized Paramatma. And because that's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni is coming to meet Vyasa, it glorifies Narada and saying that Narada is manifested in everybody's hearts. In the sense of Guru means, because he is connected with Paramatma, he can understand anybody's heart. So because of that, because he is connected to Paramatma, he is able to understand your heart's position, situation, desire. And then he is able to give you guidance. So the function of this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is basically to give the jiva a chance in the material world. And he is a neutral form, like Paramatma is neutral. It is said in the, there is three types of realizations, right? Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So even though you may realize Paramatma, Brahman realization, the jnanis receive Brahman realization, but Paramatma realization is again technical. It is not the rasa. Paramatma realization, because Paramatma is neutral. Paramatma, there is no rasa. Rasa is only with Bhagavan. So with Paramatma, it is the realization of the Satchidananda. Sat-chit, it's actually the realization of chit, the knowledge potency. Because by Guru Seva, we get the knowledge of our relationship with Krishna. So knowledge, so Paramatma is basically the knowledge potency. And with the Bhagavan is when the rasa comes about. So the rasa comes about when we finally realize the Bhagavan form. But what manifests in this material, but the one who manifests in this material world are the form of the Lord, who is neutral. So that is why when the Lord descends, he descends to exhibit the rasa, to exhibit the relationship. So the ones who are here, and the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, we see, it is said, he is in charge, he is both transcendental and in the mode of goodness. Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. So, he is in charge of mode of goodness. That is his position. Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And that is why many people take them to be on the same platform. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Everybody is on same platform. They mistake that they are in charge of guna, so they are equal. No, Lord Vishnu is actually transcendental. Therefore, his position is unique. So, when Krishna descends, so he manifests with all his rasa. And this Vishnu prepares this material world for his arrival. So that is why people think that Krishna comes through Vishnu. That is the mistake that people do. So when he manifests his 400 form by which he is there when Krishna is born. First he manifests and then comes as his real form. So people mistake that, oh, this is from where this Krishna has come. Actually, he has only facilitated in the sense that, of course, they are him, but they are not him, like I explained earlier. So, we understand that therefore, Krishna and all the other avatars, they come to exhibit all the different rasas. And this form exhibits the Purusha Shukta, like we say here. He is glorified as Purusha Shukta, Sahasra Shirsha Purusha. Now this Sahasra Shirsha Purusha, it is again the manifestation of how he functions in this world. The universal form is how he functions in this world. Not how he is lovingly dealing with his devotees, no. So this form is a functional form of the Lord meant to facilitate the desire of the jiva and guide this jiva along his journey, along his spiritual journey, rather material journey, and in the end when he manifests spiritually, in the end when the jiva is frustrated with this arrangement, and as long as the jiva desires to continue giving him support, as long as he desires, you want to be here eternally, you can be here eternally. But when the jiva desires to come out to the extent of his desire, now we are all devotees, but we all have one desire. Oh, long weekend, I want to go to Bahamas, I want to go there. One weekend, I want to enjoy, I want to go to Disneyland. Although we are devotees, we have our desires. There is no 100% like I am completely surrendered. I don't have any other desire except whatever my guru wants, except serving Krishna. That desire will come gradually. So till that point, we will be here. And once you manifest, then to deal with devotees, one has to be very careful. Because dealing with devotees, dealing with Krishna, dealing with devotees is like playing with fire. So, we have to purify ourselves, become humble. And always remember this Garbhodyakeshaya Vishnu. Remember this, how in this material world we are stuck. And remember that he is always in your heart. Be always aware of him. So the goal of understanding this is he is manifest in your heart. But what does it mean? To be aware of him. Aware of him. Depend on him. What Krishna wants us to do is depend on him. Draupadi raised one hand, Krishna did not come. Only when she raised both hands, Krishna came. Because then she depended on Krishna fully. So depend on Paramatma, on his guidance. Meditate, chant, read. Try to remember him exclusively. And all the knowledge of this world and beyond this world will be manifested to you. All right, so I will stop here. So any questions or comments?
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much Prabhuji for such a wonderful class, and I like the point most that Paramatma resides in everyone's heart. If someone insults us or disrespects us, so it is there is an inspiration from the heart as a Paramatma, so we should take it as a mercy, or we should have that tolerance and patience to consider it, even though it's so difficult at that situation, in the provoking situation, it becomes so difficult. But when we hear, at least we can remind us, and after some time we can take it as a mercy. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. All good, Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Thank you very much for your valuable attention. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev, Jai.
So are there any questions, Mataji? Or the class was very clear? So, yeah. It's a very important and powerful for us to always take guidance from the Lord and Paramatma. So just takes a little bit of he's there to give us inspiration. So we should, if we become inspired, and gradually will definitely guide us. Always take shelter of Paramatma within the heart. Srila Prabhupada said, my Guru is always with me. So the Guru is a direct manifestation of the Paramatma within the heart. All right.
So if any devotee has any question or comment for Prabhuji, they can ask. Okay, Prabhuji, then we can conclude our call as no one has any question. Vancham Kaltarubhishya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patita Nam Pavni Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namo Namaha Anant Koti Vaishnavandi Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Great God Nataraj Prabhu Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam.